Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, August 12, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we're preparing these messages on the road this week and some of next week. And tonight, today, we are in Peoria, Illinois. We're preparing the message this morning. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. Well, we hope today we give you a message that will truly encourage you. It's titled, Not a Cleverly Invented Story. The scripture text, and listen for those words in the text today, 2 Peter 1, verse 16.
We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty.
We had a great visit last night with the Miller family here in Peoria, Illinois, whom we became connected with through Daily Encouragement many years ago. The Millers have visited our home twice, and last night we had dinner with them here in Peoria. Harry is an engineer with Caterpillar Equipment Company, something I find very interesting. Debbie is a homeschool mom with five daughters who are extremely talented and fully dedicated to the Lord. Their oldest daughter, Katie, is a professional photographer and travels internationally. She and her friend, Mindy, took a picture last night and manipulated the photo using Photoshop. Well, if you go to the site today, you will see a photo that appears to be me holding myself, a stare, a book scene in my hand. Well, I think you know it's not a real photo.
Well, cleverly invented stories and photos like the one we feature today are everywhere. We're increasingly skeptical as there is a proliferation of internet and email hoaxes. It doesn't take much to concoct a hoax and put up a website or email about it. Then it's spread through forwarded email, which often directs the reader to send this to everyone in your address book. Some have a certain believability about them, a cleverly invented story, in other words. Others are so absolutely ludicrous that it strains any credibility of the one sending it. Many of you are smiling as you're listening to us as we talk about the junk that comes your way if you've been into email very long at all, such as free tickets to Disney World, promised blessings, and veiled curses if you don't forward on that spooky, spiritual-sounding chain letter, bizarre story, or whatever it is.
But Peter declares in her daily text, and I want to read it again, we did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We were eyewitnesses of His majesty. What a tremendous assurance of the firm foundation our faith was grounded upon. Peter had some amazing eyewitness experiences with our Lord, and he was determined that after he departed this life, his readers and hearers would not forget the stories and essential teachings he shared. He admits being repetitious about messages that his hearers were already familiar with, but he knew his time was near and wanted to reinforce important truths that would keep them true to their faith in Christ.
When you sit in the pew Sunday after Sunday and hear your pastor repeat biblical truths that you've heard him speak about many times, perhaps you'll remember Peter's perspective. Perhaps the old hymn line should come to mind. I love to tell the story to those who know it best, seem hungering and thirsty to hear it like the rest. It's so important that we never grow weary of hearing the fundamental teachings of our faith, even as we grow in our spiritual wisdom and maturity. That's a powerful deterrent to the many cleverly invented stories we are subjected to year after year.
I enjoy the books written by Lee Strobel, which emphasize the apologetics of the Christian faith. In his book, The Case for Faith, he reminds us of the solid foundation of faith in God and His revelation rests upon. Our faith is not based on a cleverly invented story. Over the years, I've had an ongoing interest in apologetics, which is, quote, a conscience, articulated defense of the claims of the Christian faith, end quote. Perhaps the first apologist I heard was Josh McDowell, who spoke at Kansas State University. I heard him as a high school student. And even at that point, I recall being interested in his defense of the gospel. He's written a number of books since. As I read the Apostle Peter's matter-of-fact reminder in the daily text, I am so thankful for the firm basis of her faith.
The daily sub-theme for this daily encouragement ministry declares, quote, living securely today, anchored in God's solid foundation, end quote. Today, let us receive rich assurance as we consider these things and remain the true defenders of the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled?
Let's all pray together. Father, because there have always been false prophets and teachers among us, we want to stand firm with the belt of truth buckled around our waist. We seek discernment as we process that which we see, hear, and pass on to others. May we determine truth and error, not by the popularity of the message or messenger, but by the standard set forth in your holy word, by your holy messengers. Help us to spread the good news of the gospel to all who seek truth, life, and desire to have purpose for their lives. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us. We're both, a little out of sorts preparing these messages on the road. You're at an unfamiliar desk. We've had challenges with the internet connection and so forth, and we're not really through yet. We hope we can get all this up. We put a lot of work into it if we can't. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and that's where you'll find that photo I alluded to today. This is the message we prepared for Tuesday, August 12th, 2008. We have some other photos up as well, and a nice version, a video version. I say video because I need to use the YouTube, and it's actually audio that's the value there. It's Fernando Ortega. Ortega? I always get that confused. Musician that is popular for his use of his hymns, with the song we're going to do today, A Firm Foundation. That's all on the website. Today's message, August 12, 2008. Has some interesting pictures, we think, anyway, of our travels thus far. And today we plan, I'm excited anyway, about going to the John Deere Pavilion near Davenport, Iowa, which is actually on the Illinois side, and then on to the Atlanta Colonies, and then on to Des Moines, Iowa this evening. Blessings to each one of our listeners today. Continue to earnestly contend for that faith, not follow the many cleverly invented stories that come our way.